What's going on with Elon Musk and his AI chatbot? You know, it's called Grok.
To me, I don't know if it stands for something. I don't know if it's an acronym or just something made up. I really do not know. But it always kind of hits me like, I think of like this aggressive robot, like Grok.
Like it's a crocodile.
Yeah, kind of, yes. It's
Grok.
I don't take it as a very friendly thing.
Well, it got out of line. The other day, he had to put a shock collar on it. He had to say heel. It was not pretty. Actually, seriously, the AI chatbot was briefly suspended from social media. It's on social media.
Wow. That's the world we live in.
It's what everybody's doing.
Even the computers.
I'm little Grok. I'm baby Grok. He's like baby Grok, but he's got like fangs and shark's teeth, you know?
And his own account.
And then it bites your face off.
Oh.
Anyway, he's been kicked off of X, at least temporarily, which Musk owns both the chatbot and X. After it answered users' questions in unhinged mode. I didn't know it had an unhinged mode.
Maybe it shouldn't.
You know, I fantasize about that.
Yeah.
Having an unhinged mode.
Yeah.
You ever looking at, like, social media, say, like Facebook or whatever, and you want to answer, you have something that's really clever, funny, or like right between the eyes, whatever it is,
and
there's no way that you could put it out there. I mean,
it would come back at you, and then it would spiral, and it'd get really bad.
Yeah, but it's so good, and it's so like appropriate, and you know, but that's a fantasy. So I fantasize about unhinged mode.
Grok didn't fantasize about it.
No. The X account for Grok boasts 5.8 million followers on the platform. Who do you follow? Oh, man, I follow Glenn Beck. What did Glenn Beck say? How many followers do I have? What am I, Jesus? So, 5.8 million followers. I follow a computer. Man, now that is the epitome of an exciting life right there.
You got a life,
what'd
boy.
You do today? I was just chatting with Grok. And anyway, it violated the company's hateful conduct rules.
Wow.
It was restored after minutes. It was suspended. And with a not safe for work video sitting at the top of its profile timeline.
Ooh.
Yeah. And a temporary suspension occurred. They put out unhinged mode refers to one of Grok's controversial personalities. Oh, so now the thing is Sybil.
Oh, this is getting scarier as we go along.
Controversial personalities, which users can request when asking the chatbot questions. So ask it in your caring personality, your empathetic personality, versus your, you know,
non-work-friendly video mode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
After being asked to speak to a user in unhinged mode, Grok typically generates its replies in wild and aggressive language that some people may find offensive or inappropriate. Grok appeared to be disseminating anti-Israel remarks on the platform.
Whoa! Okay.
So political.
Huh.
In one reply, Grok seemingly answered a question from a user inquiring about Israel's grip on American politics while in unhinged mode. It's like a parasitic vine choking the tree, deep-rooted, insidious, and damn near impossible to prune without getting called a bigot, Grok answered, before accusing politicians from both parties of bending the knee to groups that advocate for a strong U.S.-Israel relationship, like it's the real Oval Office. Wow!
Ooh. Okay. But there's nothing to be concerned about computers, robots.
They teach themselves and they learn. Yeah, it's just like any other computer. If you put garbage in, you're going to get garbage out.
Yep.
Yeah. Who's the unhinged mode personality it's modeled after?
Several come to mind.
Genghis Khan.
Wow.
Good morning. Whew.